Today I'd like to discuss one aspect of water baptism. Water baptism can be a hot topic for debate. Biblically speaking, it really shouldn't be. And it's not my desire to debate the mechanics of baptism. The Greek word that is translated baptize means to immerse. And the biblical examples that reference baptism make it abundantly clear that baptism means to be immersed into water. That's what baptism actually is. The individual is submerged into a body of water. What I do want to discuss with you is the deeper meaning of what baptism is and what the physical act of baptism means to us. Let's look at John chapter 3, verse 23. Now John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. The context of this scripture shows John the Baptist baptizing with water, and Jesus and his disciples were also baptizing. John states that the work that he was doing was going to decrease, as the work that Christ was doing would increase. In verse 23 it says, John was also baptizing because there was much water there. Now that's an interesting statement indicating there would be sufficient body of water for the purpose of baptizing a number of individuals who would be immersed into water. When Jesus was baptized by John, Matthew says, Jesus came up from the water, or some translations say, up out of the water. From an historical point, the Jews of that day had baths or tanks of water where an individual would bathe to be ritualistically cleansed so he could be symbolically purified. This bath is called the mikveh, which is a ritual bath designed for the Jewish rite of purification. This bath is a pool of natural water where believers submerge their whole body for the purpose of being purified. Some believe that the New Testament baptism reflects the cleansing aspect of the Jewish mikveh, which is a washing to be purified. For the New Testament Christian, baptism not only symbolizes a spiritual cleansing, but the baptismal water serves as the watery grave for our past sins, a putting to death of our old way of life and the sins that have beset us. The encouraging lesson that I want to discuss is the fact that we are forgiven and freed from the burden of our sinful past when we are baptized. The old man or the old way is put to death in a watery grave. Notice what Romans chapter 6 says. Romans 6 verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Romans 6:7 says, "For he who has died has been freed from sin." God views baptism as putting to death the old man in a watery grave, so that our sinful past is done away with and we are forgiven. What a blessing it is to come under the grace of God and be forgiven of our past sins. That takes place when we are immersed into a body of water that pictures a spiritual watery grave. Now back to John chapter 3. Now John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came there to be baptized. There was much water there to perform the baptisms of many people. What a joyous occasion it is when an individual comes to the point in his or her life where baptism is desired so that they are cleansed from all their sins. The Bible goes on to say that the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner who repents. To be freed from all our sins with the opportunity to begin a new life is a wonderful gift from our Heavenly Father.
Verse by Verse is a companion podcast to the Daily Bible Verse blog, which you can find on the Life, Hope, and Truth Learning Center. Check out the show notes for more.